That's the sound of an electric fish shocker, used to temporarily stun fish in order to monitor the stream's population. Dr. Bill McClarney is sweeping the device across Middle Creek in Ottawa, North Carolina, just north of the Georgia line.
Okay, so, what do we have?
Okay, what have we got here, little shiny fish?
This is a war paint shiner.
This is your modeled sculpin, which everybody knows. Where there's a rock is a sculpin, is a universal rule of life in this part of the world.
McClarney has been studying the fish of the Little Tennessee River watershed for about 30 years as a scientist and a fisherman. He helped organize the first Little Tennessee Watershed Conference in 1993, as well as this year's event, which focused on the river's health and how that's changed in 25 years. Kay Coryell was there in 1993 for the first forum.
There was just sort of universal support. It seemed like everybody just got on the bandwagon.
Coryell still volunteers for Mainspring Conservation Trust, where Dr. Bill McClarney leads the biomonitoring program as an aquatic biologist. The Land Conservancy and Trust was sparked at the 1993 meeting and is the current incarnation of the Little Tennessee Land Trust. Sharon Taylor is Mainspring's executive director. She says that conservation in the area has come a long way in 25 years.
Mainspring Conservation Trust was formed in 1997. There was not a single foot of conserved land on the Little Tennessee River from its headwaters in Georgia to where to Fontana Dam in Swain County. And today there's 35 miles of riverfront conserved. So we're really proud of that number.
Mainspring says it has had a hand in conserving over 28,000 acres of land. Their flagship project were the Need More Game Lands, which were bought by the state of North Carolina in 2004 and now totals over 5,000 acres. McClarney says Needmore, which lies in Macon and Swain counties, has mostly retained its natural state, making it both special and unspecial.
We're sitting right here at an example of boring is good. If you graph the data, it's almost a flat line. It's the most boring thing you ever looked at, and it's all very good. So what is that telling us? I mean, people like drama. They like to see graphs that jerk up and down. They like to say, I found a problem and fixed it. What that's telling me is that at this level, we're still doing an adequate job of protecting this river and this watershed, and it also tells me that acquisition of the Needmore tract was a very wise move.
Despite urbanization, conservation efforts have preserved almost all of the species that have lived in and around the water for the last 200 years, according to Andrea Leslie of the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission. Studies on the Needmore tract documented unique and endangered species living in the area, such as the spotfin chub and the sicklefin red horse. Conservation is important for humans, too, Leslie says.
Humans, in the end, are dependent on water. For the tomatoes that we eat, you know, that are grown in the valley of the Little Tennessee River, clothes that we might make for industry, you know, there are all kinds of things that we use as humans that are dependent ultimately on water.
The land has been a local favorite for hunting and recreation as long as anyone can remember, a sign of the public support that is key in its continued preservation. This is Lily Knapp, BPR News.